me for ages. Sorry to put you to work.
Jesus is Savior to all. He's Lord of heaven.
Heart is kind for all tickler. I can steal her hat.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Would you please stand for our opening hymn?
Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the
Rise the Son of God.
Would the children please come over here or somewhere near in this direction? It's a little crowded today. Hi.
The adults may be seated.
Thank you, Anna. I want to show you a couple of things from the past here. Here is a picture of what this church looked like 100 years ago. Actually, it was across the street. I'll leave it on the back table for you. It's kind of precious. There's only one other copy of it. And we're able to figure out that this picture was taken probably April 6th, way back in 1913. And what's interesting about it is that somehow, miraculously, this chair appeared in my office, and it's almost exactly the same kind of chair that they had. So we get to keep this as what a remembrance of what children probably sat on back then, after they dug out the basement and lowered you down on a rope for Sunday school. I'm not kidding. That's what they did. But we were also a church that had a lot of fun. We've polished up this, which is done for the Challenge Trophy for the Anglican Church Carpet Ball League. And there were 5 different winners for the Carpet Ball League. We were the last before the league disbanded, so we get to keep the cup. But I think the treasure that is most precious is what the cup is on and what the candles are on. This baptismal font, where children and adults would be baptized to come and follow Jesus, as far as we can tell, is the original font, moved across the street, 100 years old, and it's the only original piece of furniture that we have from our first church. It was important to preserve that the way in is through the waters of baptism, and the blessings of the land follow from that. So I've got some prayers to say. Almighty God, watchful and caring, our source and our goal, all that we are and all that we have are yours. Accept us now as we give thanks to you for this place where we have come to praise your name, to ask your forgiveness, to know your healing power, to hear your word, and to be nourished by the body and blood of your Son. Be present always to guide and to judge, to illumine and to bless your people. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel out of bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In water, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we celebrate our fellowship in him in faith. We pray that all who here pass through the water of baptism may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Invite the children to go on to Sunday school. Please stand.
Almighty God, your eternal word speaks to us through the words of Holy Scripture. And here at the lectern, we have read of your mighty acts and purposes throughout history. And here we have learned about those whom you have chosen to be agents of your will. Inspired by the revelation of your Son, we seek your present purposes. Give us ears to hear and hearts to obey. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In that spirit, please be seated for our first reading. first reading this morning is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 10. This is also our sermon text for the morning, so you might want to keep your finger in the Bible to mark it on page 1123. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by human beings, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Glory, riches.
Please remain standing for the reading of the gospel.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You'll find it on page 892 in your pew Bible if you want to follow along. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We continue in our thanksgiving and continue to pray. Almighty God, we have heard your words to us in Holy Scripture and know your call to each of us. In every age, you have spoken through the voices of prophets, pastors, and teachers. We give you thanks that over the years, we have heard you speak to us through the preaching of your word in this very place. Grant that those who preach in this building may proclaim the crucified and risen Christ and interpret your word with sensitivity and insight, that we may hear that word inwardly and that we may respond to it in all our life. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, your living word. Amen. Please be seated.
We, in doing the special Thanksgiving service, we didn't allow for announcements, so can't have Anglican worship without announcements. Teze tonight, 7 p.m. here, quiet celebration and reflective time together. Don't forget sanctuary, please, the donations that are used to help those folks on the street or underhoused down at the corners of Young and Bloor. Please bring your things. You can put them at the top of the stairs when you come in. Also, while we're talking about sanctuary, there are Starboxes to deliver, lots of them. They're going quickly, so please, the addresses are there. Instructions are quite simple and clear. Karen, do you want to say anything about that?
Okay.
A little
so the
too
boxes
much de-alcoholized
are, this is Audrey,
wine,
by the way, not mine. Sophie and Dewey's.
Not ours at all.
But she's pretty cute. Okay.
You don't want one anymore. I thought you guys would know this. Stay this at home.
Okay. Okay. On the top of the box is the address, for those of you that haven't done this before. On the top of the box is the name of the guardian and the address to where the box is to be delivered. On the side of the box, if you're curious who it's going to, is the name of a child and the age of that child. And so some of the boxes will be single like this, and some will be strapped in groupings. I think the largest grouping is six. And those, please do not cut them apart, because then we will really be up a crick. They all go to one address, and only the top box has the address on it, okay? We ask that you take them to the house, at least try a couple of times, three times, and see if you can deliver it. Don't just leave it if nobody is there. There is a phone number on the top that you can call ahead first. However, sometimes with English being a second language, the phone isn't always the easiest way to communicate. If you can't deliver the box after three tries, bring it back, stick a note on it that you've done three tries, and then we'll try from there, okay? If you have any other questions, give us a shout. Thanks.
Thank you. If you have a black Envoy, KNN is on your license plate somewhere. Somebody said your lights are on.
And that's not our car.
That's not our car. Thank you. Okay. Good. Continuing through the announcements then. Women's tea tomorrow. I haven't been invited. I'm really offended. 1:30 to 3 o'clock here. Bring yourselves, your sweet tooth, and a friend. Women's tea. This is a tradition that goes back to the earliest days of the res. There are some pictures of women's teas out in the open right at the corner where the CIBC used to be. Bank of Montreal is now. They put out tables and had tea right there. Christmas pageant is next week, and following that is a tree decorating party. The rehearsal for the pageant is next Saturday from 10 to 11 o'clock here. Parents, please pick up your costumes downstairs today. Today is the costume pickup day, so they can bring them back and rehearse in costume so they can feel what it's like next week, and the pageant is the week following. That evening, Susan Linden has been working Susan, would you mind standing? Been working exceedingly hard with an eclectic group of musicians, many professionals, some friends of hers, and many of you joining in to sing songs in the widest possible understanding of Celtic. Going not only from Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Cornwall, but Canadian as well. Also, if some of you have been to any of the local markets, the East York Farmers Market or the one at the Civic Center or even down at the Brickworks, you will have heard a young lady standing off on the side playing Celtic jigs and whatever endlessly and leaving her fiddle case open for donations. Alana Klein has consented to come to us, and how we're going to use her is she's going to come, join us for the last song, May the Road Rise to Meet You, and then break into what she usually does, her just sort of jamming into the air. If I can get chords, I might try to follow her, and we hope that the Celtic Christmas will turn into a ceilidh at that point and just have a wonderful party together with fiddle playing in the background. So please come for a lot of reasons to the Celtic Christmas, and money is raised for sanctuary of that as well. The East Indian Worship Service, December 21st, up in this space. Please come if you can, Yeshu Satsang. 23rd, Christmas Lessons and Carols in the morning, and then a special dinner in the afternoon. There's a sign-up sheet in the back for you to sign up so that we know who's coming, so we know how many things to prepare. Some of the hams have been purchased already and are being taken care of nicely, and then we will have some things ready for you for that dinner, and hope some surprises as well. The 24th, family Christmas at 6:30, candlelight Christmas the next day. Anna will be helping again at the next service at the 6:30. Christmas Day, I'll be here with the few who come, and finally, the Sunday after Christmas, Anna will be taking the service, and I get to have one off. Thank you very much. And good to have you back, by the way. And Nigel Bunn, thank you for leading us through. Nigel actually will be doing the meditation tonight at Teze, just thought I'd fill that in as well. We have a number of greetings for our 100th. First, let me recognize people who have come from other places. Glenn and Debbie Daw, would you mind standing? Debbie was my first secretary here and came in, what, every other Saturday to prepare a couple of bulletins downstairs. And it was wonderful to have you there. There's a double meaning for her coming. She's now warden still at the church where Chris King is, who was the one who sent a number of us 12 years ago from Little Trinity up here. So I'm sure you bring greetings from Chris as well. Good. Sarah McMahon. Former youth director here and lives close by Pangnirtun. That's 44 kilometers south of the Arctic Circle. I think she probably gets the prize for having traveled the farthest for this service. And Adriana Roswell, you're here. Thank you, one of our servants in the field. I'm looking over, is there anybody that I'm missing who came here specially because you had previous experience here? Yes. Koi from Japan, Sarah, I think you just lost out. You tried. Runner-up is good. We have some messages. My son in Korea sends a note. I look forward to attending at the next opportunity, which might not be for a while since he's teaching in Korea, but still, he says. Meredith McManus, I don't think she's been to us, wrote, that is a huge milestone of 100 years. God bless you. God bless you all, and go forward, God is able. Message late last night came in from the Teesons, David, Leanne, Ella, and Rosie Teeson from Edmonton, Alberta. Congratulations, 100 years. With thanksgiving for many fond and formative memories of our time with you, being warmly welcomed from the first to the Sunday morning breakfast group, to the baptism of our daughter Ella, to the support for David as a postulant for ordination. We miss you, folks. Grace and peace to all of you in your centenary celebrations. Leanne wrote a paper for Marion Taylor. Marion, are you still here? I think it was for you, wasn't it? On hospitality, which became our standard for what it means to exercise hospitality. What we do at the back just is the dust on the piano. The real hospitality we offer actually changes us. But if you want that paper, let me know. I still have it, and she will let me circulate it. From Australia, Brisbane, Australia, from Andrea Broskall, you would know her as, and she got married and became Andrea College. Happy birthday, Rez. Thank you for being my church family, no matter where in the world I am, and for being a passionate witness for Jesus in Toronto. Andrea has a fascinating story here. He started life as a Jew and became a completed Jew in finding her Messiah in Jesus Christ. Happy anniversary to the Rez from Liz Fisher, wife of Graham Fisher, who walked with us for about 2 years, and he's back at his home church now. Sean Maxwell, God bless you all. We will be celebrating with you from Calgary. Sean was a warden here. And happy anniversary, John Tabakas from Toronto. He is a visitor to Teze, comes on a regular basis to our Teze services. And finally, congratulations of 100 years of resurrection life from the Reverend Dr. Connie Denbach, who was key in helping us to discover God's vision for us in about 2005 and came back to be our retreat speaker in 2010. So there are greetings for you from people who treasure what you've done. To the house of unacceptability, to those outside the house of acceptability, to fearful, disoriented, demeaned people, to people like you. Peter, in his first letter in chapter 2, writes, "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by people but chosen by God and precious, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house." Jesus is the living stone. Some of this, some of you might have heard back in June of last year. For them, a living stone, they didn't see it as a biological kind of thing. It was a phrase used to describe an obelisk or stone set up, standing up, as if it had legs and was standing on its own. It would take a life of its own in their own minds and be a message and communicate whatever was written on it, a living stone. Jesus, on the cross, planted in the ground, became a living stone. And he is alive beyond that as well. You too are living stones, building blocks of God's spiritual house. That means you are the church of the resurrection, whether or not these walls stand. These hallowed halls, these walls do not define what the church of the resurrection is. It's an unfortunate lapse of English that we refer to a people by virtue of the building in which they gather. You are the church of the resurrection in its present form. This, you, are the house that Christ built. All year long, we've been hearing stories from what became my fixation, which was the first 10 years, the church planters of this place. Heard stories from families like Tanner, Hemmings, Farnell, Newton, Dixon, Pryor. Mr. Allen, our first organist, soon moved on. Gord Brown tells in his history of the book that they had evening church, so they would go over with a little cart to Mr. Allen's house over on King Edward, haul out his organ, put it on the cart, haul it over to the tent where the Value Mart is now, play for all afternoon, whatever, and then they'd put it back on the cart every week and roll it back to his house. That's how we had worship back then. No wonder he moved on. The Bings remained here. I've been able to trace her name through the women's group into the 20s, but I don't know much more about her or them. Charles Sidney McGaffin, like me, was actually only a part-time incumbent. He was on staff at St. John's Norway and planted this church in his spare time. He stayed with us just 2 years. So we can't say this was the house that he built. This is the house that Christ built. Bishops blessed the flock in the house that Christ built, who McGaffin planted, whose story grew, who Jones empowered, who Pilcher visited, who Gilman moved, who Sunter equipped, who Hunt taught, who Scoville comforted, who Breitling renewed, who Stan Whitehouse pastored, who Weaver assisted, who David Whitehouse enlivened, who McCurlin loved, who Long healed, who Gearing prepared, who I served with Anna Spray and Rob Zoe in the house that Christ built. We made it. 100 years. We have much to be thankful for. Can we all stand and give them all a round of applause? Thank you, Anna. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Huzzah. Now we stand as they were, confident in God, but uncertain as we face the future in turbulent times, with these people and these neighbors. In 1915, C.S. McGaffin became rector of St. Mary's Carisdale in Vancouver, and there he married Ida Coombe, 1917. Olga Park, a psychic, grew very spiritually fond of C.S. Sometimes in her visions she would describe him as the rector, sometimes as her CS. But lest she feed the gossip mills, she left the church. Her visions, which you can read online, are a mixture of Christian mysticism, self-promotion, and spiritualism typical of the era. She imagined, or was it revealed to her, is how she would put it, the church of the future, with built on Christ, having an open door. That's about all of her vision I can embrace. Contrast that with the Apostle Peter, who did not write of the church of the future. He wrote of the church of the present. Not what you will be, but what you are. He wrote, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. All terms that Israel had applied to itself through the centuries, now being applied to Christians spread out through Asia Minor. You are those things that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. What he's saying is, if I may be so bold as to paraphrase, don't just go to church. Don't even try to become the church. Be the church. Be what you already are. And if you do that, in time, you will experience what God is up to. So, what are you? You are a chosen people, chosen by God to be blessed and to bless. I was listening to a Jewish comedian last night on the radio. He said, you know, God chose the Jewish people, made us very special, put us in a land where everybody would love us. There's a cost to being chosen. We are blessed, yes, but the only reason we're blessed is in order that we bless. And we extend that. Blessings once reserved only for the Most Holy of Israel belong to any and all who choose Jesus. You are the new Israel. So God looked over all of the earth, saw you, took out his cell phone, took a picture, got it printed off, and put you up on his fridge. You are chosen. You are also a royal priesthood, a priesthood of all believers. And you offer spiritual sacrifices, says Peter. It's interesting, our founders did not read 1 Peter chapter 2 at times of celebrations like this. They read it on Good Friday. The spiritual sacrifices they thought of was the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. Jesus, our high priest, sacrificed himself for the sake of the world. So the cross does not end our struggles. It marks the start of our sacrifices because God is on mission to the world and he has a church in the world to carry out that mission with him. And you're going to need partners to do that mission. Your prayers moving others to action. And sometimes you as well taking action and you being the answer to your own prayers. Our first recorded burial here was that of Irene Jackson, 6 years old. And with that name, I have managed to cover all 10 of our first families. The Jacksons lived over on Cedarvale behind a house. And you know how large these East York houses are. There were two shanty houses behind the main house. And the Jacksons, with at least three children, lived in that tiny little place. I stood by her unmarked grave. They couldn't afford a grave marker for her down at St. John's Cemetery. And I stood there mourning the fragility of life and the conditions 100 years ago where disease and death would take somebody so young, so precious. And her brother, Robert, I believe is his name, badly burned in an accident at home. In 1912, Toronto's new mayor, Horatio Hawken, saw the conditions of the people who were living here and throughout the city and was aghast with what he saw. So he vowed to reduce the city's infant mortality rate. In just 2 years, childhood deaths plummeted from childhood deaths per 100,000 dropped from 110 to 27. Your priestly prayers, combined with the mayor's reforms, made a difference for thousands of people up on this sandy bush. And on behalf of them, thank you. You are a holy priesthood, a chosen people. You are a holy nation. God's kingdom is your province. Jesus is your Lord. The Spirit is your constitution. But a nation is too large to fit into a little box like this. You work with others, extending God's realm by offering yourselves as citizen servants in God's world. I recall the words of Frederick Buechner, wondering how can a nation, a whole nation, be holy? You might imagine some part of it, some abiding principle, a few of its founders, maybe a little bit of holy ground, but the whole nation holy. Is that even possible? When we were settling Canada and moving in. We tended to name cities here after cities back home in the UK, such as East York. I've been having fun with Amy Miller. About one third of our people were from York, as she's from Yorkshire as well. But this is East York, trying to recreate here what we had back home. The pilgrims to the United States had a little bit more idealism about the places that they named. Names like New Haven or Providence for God's merciful deliverance through the stormy waters of the Atlantic. Concord, agreement. Salem, shalom, peace of God. I think it was the Wigmore's children who started referring to this church as the Res, somewhat affectionately. Did you know that we are actually built on a reservation? It's true. This is on reservation land, not native reservation. This land was reserved for clergy, for priests. And what would happen would be that they would take a little piece of it and sell it off, and there would be enough to give a pension to the priest so that you not burden the people. So these are clergy reserves. That's what glebe in Glebe Mount and Glebe Home mean. A glebe was holy land promised to priests so they would have something to retire on when their time of rest came. So a question arises for us. How can you, priests that you are, living on this land among these neighbors, be such a holy nation that our neighbors experience rest and joy and peace, where the palpable presence of the living God may be felt by all who pass by? That's the challenge of being what we are. A holy nation. Finally, you are God's special possession. Because God chose you, he dwells with you. Because he made you priests, he hears your prayers. Because he is holy, our nation can be holy. And because he possesses you, you possess it all. And because he has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light, declare his praise and keep declaring it. In 1914, we had a visitor here who later became Archbishop of Sydney Diocese, Sydney, Australia. And at the end of his 10-day mission, he gave out a card. I'm holding it in my hand. I'll take it to the back when it's done. On the card was a scripture, a hymn verse, and 5 rules for the Christian life. On Facebook this last week, you wrote a new card, and it is available for you afterward. I have signed it. You'll notice that the ink of the printer is black. My signature is blue. Every one of them's hand-signed. Take it, sign it on the back, and stick it somewhere in your files so that 100 years from now, somebody will pull it out and say, "Oh, look what I just found. The Res continues." And we'll see if these things sustained us as the first card did. Here's the card, the memorial card of the centenary celebration of the mission of the Church of the Resurrection, Toronto, December 9th, 2012. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, that's all those people that we saw and who've gone before, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. That's the verse. The hymn was actually suggested by somebody from Sydney Diocese. Would you mind standing, Corinza? By God's grace, stay up longer than that. By God's grace, God sent us somebody from Mowell's Diocese who came and recommended a hymn that we sing. And I thought it was so perfect because it starts with Christmas and then goes on to the cross, but it also celebrates that Christ is with us, imminent. Thank you very much for this hymn. Here's the hymn. We're not alone, for Christ is here. Emmanuel, our God, come near. We're not alone, for to our world Jesus has come, eternal word. That's the hymn. Now, the rules and rhythms for following Jesus are these. One, and these are plural, by the way, we have to do these together. You can run off and do them as individuals, but that's going to reduce the power. Work together to do these. One, keep your hands in those of your Savior. Two, find and follow the good path of the Spirit's life in Jesus. Three, daily fill your hearts and minds with God's word. Four, love all of your neighbors as you all love yourselves. It's interesting how just the insertion of all changes the meaning of that. Love all of your neighbors as you all love yourselves. Let me stop there before I give you the last one. At the end of the service, you're going to see a young lady wearing a panda hat. I've asked her to keep it on. Grace. I've talked to Grace, Grace Bell. Her dad's name is Grace, is Mackay, or McKay, she says. When the Res started up, there were two meetings to decide if there should be a church. One met at the home of the Mackays, and we think they're related, because they're local, over on Greenwood. There was a garden there, met at the Mackays' home. They decided not to proceed. The Newtons proceeded. So Grace represents, and I've told her this already, she represents the neighbor who did not opt in to what we were doing, and 100 years later came into the fold. She will be back there with the panda hat on, just handing these out. Love your neighbor as yourself. We baptized her not that long ago here. And finally, the last one, Jesus be your peace of all peace and joy of all joy. Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Woohoo.
Sitting or kneeling, please pray along with me as we offer our prayers and praise to our Heavenly Father. And the response today is, we thank you, Lord. For the Church Universal, of which these buildings are a visible symbol, we thank you, Lord. For this Advent season, when we wait for Emmanuel, God with us.
We thank you, Lord.
For this place where we may be still and know that you are God.
We thank you, Lord.
For the fulfilling of our desires and petitions as you see best for us.
We thank you, Lord.
For our past and a vision of the future that lies ahead.
We thank you, Lord.
For the gift of the Holy Spirit and new life in baptism.
We thank you, Lord.
For the pardon of our sins through Christ when we have fallen short of your glory.
We thank you, Lord.
For the blessing of our vows and the crowning of our years with your goodness. We thank you, Lord. For the faith of those who have gone before us and for our encouragement by their perseverance, we thank you, Lord. For the fellowship of all your saints, we thank you, Lord. O God, from living and chosen stones, you prepare an everlasting dwelling place for your majesty. Grant that in the power of the Holy Spirit, those who serve you here may always be kept within your presence. This we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Would
you greet each other with that peace then?
Yeah, peace, brother.
Thank you.
Don't act so surprised.
What?
I said, don't act so surprised.
The Lord be with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. Heaven and earth itself cannot contain you, and your glory fills the world. You accept our setting apart of places for your worship, and then in them pour out your gifts of grace upon your faithful people. This table is assigned to us of the heavenly altar, where your saints and angels praise you. Here we have recalled the sacrifice of your Son. Here we have been fed with the body and blood of your Son. Here we have tasted the joys of your eternal kingdom. Grant that in these mysteries we may be united with one another and strengthened for service in your world. Therefore, the angels and archangels and those who worship you in every age, we raise our voices in joyful praise to proclaim the glory of your name. Continue either sitting or kneeling in prayer. We give you thanks and praise, loving Father, because in sending Jesus, your Son, to us, you showed us how much you love us. He cares for the poor and the hungry. He suffers with the sick and the rejected. Betrayed and forsaken, he did not strike back, but overcame hatred with love. On the cross, he defeated the power of sin and death. By raising him from the dead, you show us the power of your love to bring new life to all your people. Glory to you forever and ever. On the night before he gave up his life for us, Jesus at supper with his friends took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which is given for you." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, said the blessing, gave it to his friends, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which is shed for you and for many, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Glory to you forever and ever. Gracious God, with this bread and wine, we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus, and we offer ourselves to you in him. Send your Holy Spirit on this feast, that we may know the presence of Jesus in the breaking of bread and share in the life of the family of your children. Glory to you forever and ever. Father, you call us to be your servants. Fill us with the courage and love of Jesus, that all the world may gather in joy at the table of your kingdom. We sing your praise, Almighty Father, through Jesus our Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Glory to you forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior taught us, we are bold as we pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who believe in him. The gifts of God, then, for the people of God.
Once again I look upon the cross where you died. down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. At single joy of the work of your hand, forever love, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Oh, nothing compares to the promise I have. Oh, nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
To God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. Grace Bell in the panda suit's not the only one to represent the future. We've had two babies just recently, Dewey and Sophia. Not Karen's, and Allison and Jordan. You know,
with Zoe.
Zoe, yeah.
Life goes on. Let us go in peace, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Thanks be to God. Do the math. 10,000 times the people of the resurrection heard these words. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always.